As I've read, you're playing with the manipulation of the human being in a way. And can you tell me how you'll try to do this?
The Psychoplastic Project questions our, you know, being as something we can manipulate and mold as a sculpture. And through a psychological hypnotic technique in combination with a touch-based system, I try to challenge this construction and to create or to print a different personality onto your body, or to build a different experience from the inside. So this is in a way a not just a psychological theater, but a physical experience of art that starts from the inside and goes outwards through behavior. That's the experiment that I'm doing here.
We could say that you're trying to find out what it is like to be someone else, if I'm right.
Yeah, the project also tries to imprint a different body into you. And the system, the computerized body suits I'm using here, are about giving you a different body of sensation, literally. So you slip into some kind of virtual skin, and you experience a different corporal sensation. Now, this is a very complex material, and it's not just through touch, but also through sound manipulation, and of course the whole context of the content that you're played. There are two pieces performed at Kapelica. The one is a psychohypnotic chair you're lying down into, where you're introduced into a story, into the body of a pretty strange story, I would say, but very poetic and also corporal story, which is a portrait of our strange and violent times. The second project is a variable suit you walk with outside, and you experience what I call invisible sculptures. The suit reacts to your position, and at certain zones, pre-programmed zones, you will sense and hear the body of a Islamic woman who is explaining or telling about her first sexual encounter and how her body is changing due to that special event. So in a way, you slip into the skin of someone else, of a woman, and you experience her as you walk around downtown Ljubljana.